This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The largest wildfire in the state has now covered more than 133,000 acres. Crews battling the Pine Gulch fire near Grand Junction got a big jump in containment, now at 44%. Highs will stay in the upper 90s over the next few days, with a slight chance for thunderstorms tonight. Officials say they're concerned about the chance for lightning and windy conditions tonight on the western slope. Several large Denver area school districts opened for remote learning today. One Denver family is turning part of their restaurant into a classroom. Fourth grader Roman Ortiz will be at the restaurant with his mom, Natalie Perez, while she works starting later this week.
He'll be sitting in the back, and hopefully I'll be able to like check on him. I'm just nervous as to how it'll look once we go to work on Wednesday.
Perez says her son is excited to be back in school. Some online classrooms had technical issues today, though districts say the widespread outage of Zoom did not affect them overall. The state health department recommends Coloradans test their homes for cancer-causing elements now that most people are spending more time there. Surgeon General lists radon exposure as the second leading cause of lung cancer in the U.S. behind tobacco smoke. Radon occurs naturally from the earth and can easily enter buildings through small openings. Officials say about half of Colorado homes have radon levels higher than the EPA's acceptable level. 93 in Denver, you're listening to CPR News.